Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Hey, how's it going out there? Happy Tuesday, everyone. Whoa, coming in hot there. Jeez. Sorry if I hurt your ears. Tuesday. It is Tuesday. And, boy, we were supposed to have an F-Boy Island-centric show for you today. That's going to happen tomorrow. Andrew had some flight issues. Happens. No worries. Listen, everything can wait. Everything's F-Boy Island. Can you imagine if I was like, but we must! It's F-Boy Island! I've booked Garrett! Like, listen, everyone, it's not, you know, Garrett is someone that I'm excited to have on the show from F-Boy Island, and I'm not saying that, like, he should be available whenever, but, like, everything's movable. This isn't life or death, you know? This isn't trying to get on a fucking plane in Kabul. You know, that's what we should all be, like, stressed about. Andrew came in today from his, like, horrid flight journey apologizing, and he's just, like, kind of in a mood. Because he's had a rough morning. And I just don't care. Like, not that I don't care about his mood. I know that he's been through a lot today. And he had to say goodbye to Brenna, and he misses her so much. So do I, Brenna. We miss you so much. But, like, let's just let it go. You know? Like, who cares? It's all going to be fine. And so grateful today to just be in a place where I don't, I'm not scrambling to get on a jet with a bunch of other people. Like, I see those images, and we all know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to go into details about them because this isn't the place for it. But, like, if you're, you know, just, I'm just so, I was talking to a bestie yesterday who DM'd me about hair loss, which I was, like, going through last summer big time, just feeling like my hair was, like, thinning. It was kind of a psychological trip, even though it definitely was. But it just became, I was obsessed with it. Oh my God. Every single strand I pulled out, I'd be like, I was like, it would depress me so much And then over the weekend, I told you I saw a picture of myself from Edmonton, and I looked different than I thought I looked. I'm not going to go into detail about what I thought, but my mind was playing tricks on me, and I was in such a bad mood. And I was on a private jet. Like, I was with my friends on a private jet, and I was in a sour mood because I didn't like the way I looked in one photo, and I was zooming in on it, and I just couldn't even keep up with conversation because I was just focused on this picture. And then I was, messaging with this bestie that she was asking me about what I did for my hair, which the answer was, like, I got my hormones in check and I started feeding myself enough food. Not, like, less food, not, like, slightly more food, enough food, for, like, a regular person. I don't know about you, but I always convince myself that, like, if I eat the recommended amount of food, that I don't get to do that. I have to give myself less because that's for other people. I'm someone who, if I eat the normal amount, I'm going to be obese or whatever that will, I always have to do less. So I just start feeding myself, and that's what fixed my hair. And, just not stressing about my hair. Isn't that the ironic thing, is that the stress about losing your hair makes you lose more hair? But at the same time, I was like, I know it's easy for me to say because I'm comfortable with my hair right now, and I bet you anything it's the same as it was when I was freaking out. And guess what? That picture of myself, I'm the same today as I was on that picture when it was taken Friday, and probably a little bit more puffy today because I started my period a couple days ago. And I love myself today. Like, I would see a picture of myself today and I would freaking love it. So it's as much as I always think, like, oh, I don't have body dysmorphia, I know what I'm seeing. That's for other people. I do. And I'm not saying that, I mean, this girl probably has hair loss. Like, she's probably not in, like, she probably knows what's happening. She's not in, she's not imagining things. And it's very real. And even so, like, fucking just be grateful you have arms. Like, there's always something to be grateful for. And yesterday I kind of ran through a gratitude list in my head, which is so dumb. And I've told you guys this before, but I've done that with friends before, where every day Noah, you and I did it for a while. And it feels so stupid to write a list to each other every day of things we're grateful for. But it's wild how it works. Isn't there, are you astonished by some of these self-help kind of quick fixes that end up working? Was that helpful for you, Noah, when we both kind of needed it to just force ourselves to think of anything we're grateful for? Literally anything.
It definitely helped my mood, but I don't have the discipline to write and journal and all that. So the truth is, no. I kind of dreaded having to lay it out only because of my lack of discipline to do it. But other self-help I really like.
And that's another thing that I think gets in the way of so much, and what I've learned in my recovery from an eating disorder and all the things, and I'm still working on everything. I was thinking the other day about how I used to talk about meditation, and people write me all the time being like, the waking up app changed me. I use it every day. And I'm like, oh, I feel like a hypocrite because I haven't meditated since last year. I mean, it's been months and months, but I'm not drawn to it the way I was back then. And the thing is, I don't beat myself up about not meditating. Like, that's the great thing about meditation and gratitude and lists and journaling. They're not designed to make you feel bad when you're not doing them. Like, that goes against the whole thing, and I didn't realize that. I thought so much of self-help was you got to stick to a schedule. It's about making habits. And then, oh my gosh, you're trying to get out of your own anxiety and depression, and What's worse for that than to add this thing that you have to do that you're now going to fail and now feel even worse? So when I don't meditate and when I don't journal, and for me, journaling has always been just something I've always beat myself up about because I love girls who journal. I'm jealous of them. My friend Kirsten kept a journal every single day, every night. She was very habitual about it. Taylor Swift journals all the time and helps her go through her feelings. People read every night. People have these, I follow journaling on Reddit, and it's just people writing and journaling and showing and I just compare myself and I go, God, why do I even own journals? I can't do this. The biggest streak I've ever been on for a journal is maybe 5 days, and then I drop it. But you know what? Now, when I'm having a rough day and I'm compelled to journal and I'm like, I just need to write down, I pick up any piece of paper, any book, and I just write. And I don't feel bad if I go put that away for 6 months. Like, wait till you want to do something. You know, there's something to be said about doing something against your will because you know that it's the right thing to do. But if you're able to do that even against your will, it's because you were able to do it. And if you're not, you weren't. And you don't need to beat yourself up about it. Same thing with exercising. Like, people always go, God, I'm so fat and out of shape. And it's like, well, it's not your fault. You don't want to be out of shape and fat, you know? Like, if or maybe you do, but like, let's imagine this person doesn't want to be. Well, you would, if you could snap your fingers, again, it goes back to, if you could snap your fingers and not be, you would, but you can't. And, well, Nikki, I could have exercised. Well, you didn't want to. It did. If you would have, if there was any part of you that wanted to and it would have felt good, you would have done it. I used to go to the gym and get on the treadmill and just be so annoyed that I was even there. Put on the clothes, drive over there, check in, smile at the girl at the counter, walk through, look at all the bodies that I wanted to look like and didn't feel good enough to be around. And then I would get on the treadmill and I would press it and I would be doing the buttons. And there were a couple times that I just go, nope. Nope. It reminds me of the Larry David story of one time he went on stage doing stand-up. He hated stand-up. He would go on stage and he would look at the crowd. One time he went on, like, I think it was Stand-Up New York, which could be really rough. And he got up there. This is before he was, you know, the Larry David we all know. And he got up there and he just looked around and he just goes, nope. And he just walked off stage. And sometimes you just got to nope it, you know? You just got to go. So the hair loss thing, I just said to the girl, listen, get your hormones in check, go to the doctor, feed yourself. But if you can't do those things, forgive yourself. If you would, you could. If you could, you would. But J-Lo every morning gets up at 5 and The Rock does this thing and I should do that and I should. These shoulds, self-help isn't designed to make you feel worse about yourself. It's really about, I realize that I'm not someone who's good at habits. I'm just not. And that's who I am. And I'm not going to change. And there's no, I can't be Kirsten. I can't be Taylor Swift. I can't be J-Lo. I can't be Jennifer Aniston and enjoy yoga. I just am not that person. And it's fine. They're not a lot of things I am. And I'm never going to have luscious, thick locks of hair. It just ain't going to happen for me. But guess what? Someone who does have luscious, Carrot Top is never going to have my legs. You know, trying to think of other people with luscious locks. You know, I really can't think of anyone because every actress I'm thinking of uses hair extensions, you know? And so, and get hair extensions, wear a fucking wig. Do you know what I was thinking about, Noah? We're doing video now on the podcast. And I was like, some days I just like don't want to deal with my hair. There's so much hair care for women with long hair. Men have a lot of upkeep with hair. They have to get it cut a lot to keep it short. But women, like, having long hair, throwing it in a ponytail, sometimes that doesn't even look good. And so I was thinking about getting a bunch of cheap wigs and just putting on wigs someday. Like, why not? You know? And this is not me wanting to shave my head and rebelling against being a woman. It's just like, why not? So if you have thinning hair, wear a fucking wig. And people go, oh, you're wearing a wig because your hair is shitty? Yeah, it is. And that's fine. I don't have good hair. And that's okay. Because I can't be everything I want to be. And some things are off limits to me. But I could have a good body if I worked out. No, you don't want to work out. You're not a person who likes Pilates and wants to transform their body. You're not someone who wants to go and get liposuction and have to wait for your body to stop bruising so you can wear, you know, like, sometimes you just aren't a person that likes this shit, and that's okay. And I'm talking to myself here, by the way. Every day I am faced with a litany of things that I go, God, I wish I was like that. Yesterday I was cleaning my room and I'm like, why do I hold on to all these shitty shirts? Like, I'm never going to wear them. Why can't my drawers ever stay neat? I fold all my stuff and then within a day it's, you know why? Because I'm not someone who has clean drawers and I never will be. And if that makes me unlovable, well then what the fuck is wrong with a person that wouldn't love me because my drawers are messy? I don't want that person in my life. So if you have shitty hair and your hair's falling out, you know, when I just remember this ex of mine complaining about losing his hair. And I laughed. I laughed because I said he didn't want to take this medication because it causes hair loss. And he goes, I just don't want to be like being bald. It could be the worst thing ever. And I laughed because I was like, oh my God, I get it. When you love someone, I wouldn't give a fuck if this dude were bald. Yeah, I like his hair. It's a part of his features that I like. It wouldn't matter to me at all. And I finally got it. I was like, when you love someone, you don't care. So anyone that's capable of loving you is not going to love you more because your little front tooth is a millimeter back. And I've said this before, but that's, you know, that's why I got Invisalign, because I just want to be loved. It's all so sad. Let's get Andrew in here to hear about his flight and his journey and maybe make him feel a little bit better, because he's bumming around the house, and it's gonna bum me out, and I'm gonna lash out. I know I am. So let's try to be very civil, and I'm gonna be very nurturing. You should hear how nice I was to him. He'll tell you.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Have you ever seen a girl with a perfect wardrobe and everything just looks like clean and put together, and you know she's not rich, and you're like, how is this happening? I swear to God, this bitch knows about Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. Did you hear me say washable silk tops? Yes, washable. I have a silk dress from them, and I did wash it, and it still looks great. It is such like a cute piece that I will have forever that just matches with everything. Add some Quince pieces to your wardrobe to just elevate the whole thing. People will think you shop in France. I know you're thinking, well, Nikki, why is Quince so cheap? There's always a reason. Well, it's because they directly partner with top factories. They cut out the middleman, and they pass the savings on to you. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to Quince.com/Nikki for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Nikki to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Nikki.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hey, Andrew.
Good morning.
How'd you sleep last night? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Just a little out of it. I mean, I had a hell of a morning.
No, this is going to take a while to recover.
Yeah, I'll be fine in like 10 minutes. But
oh, good.
No, it was good. I mean, it was the end of my long distance relationship 3 days in. And then we had I had a 8:45 a.m. flight.
3 days in? You were there longer than 3 days, no?
Three nights, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay, it felt longer.
What do you mean the end of?
He just meant the end of his visit. Oh, I know. I caught that too. And I go, you know what? I'm not even going to. No, they're still together.
No, we're still together. We're going strong. And yeah. We went to the airport. It was pretty funny. She did directions to the
wrong airport,
the security entrance of O'Hare, where like
where people go to like check in for work, so they can like clock in for Hudson New. Oh, like the guys on the tarmac with the lightsabers.
You ever pull in somewhere and you can't do a U-ey, so you have to keep going straight into embarrassment? And I had to in and go. Yeah, you know, my old lady here. And so we had to get a police escort.
Oh my God.
Back around because she typed it. And then we're driving away. She's like, you really ratted me out pretty quick there.
Why didn't you drive?
I did drive.
Oh.
I drove. She was doing the directions.
Oh, gotcha.
Anyway, so then I get to the airport and I learned that my flight is at 8:45 p.m.
Right.
Yeah.
Common mistake. I mean, like, I woke up to a barrage
of texts. Before?
I don't know that I've done that, but I've done like, you know, the wrong day or the wrong month or the like. That is and I do that on my alarm clock literally every day.
I know.
So
but
it's just
I looked at it like, ADD is a fucking motherfucker. Yeah, uh-huh. As you know, like I must have looked at this time 25 times.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like. It's wild that I didn't see it. And then, you know, because the pod, it was the F-Boys special that we were going to do, I felt a lot of pressure to be back.
Yeah.
Not from you, just internally, and I just felt bad.
I know, I want to release you from that. I've told you so many times, because he, you know, when he talks about going to Chicago or going to visit his family, and he's like, I just feel this nervousness around you being like, hey,
Okay?
I have a question. I'm like, if it has to do, you can always be remote in my mind. I mean, take it up with Noah. I don't care. I think we're great when we're remote. And I know that they're, especially the F-Boy special, like, listen, it's again, I was saying at the top of the show, it's F-Boy Island. Yeah. I mean, like, who is going to, don't lose sleep over an F-Boy Island, like, recap show being postponed one day. It's just not.
But yeah, you've been at the airport where it's like, it was just a normal, I get to airport early. I got there like an hour and a half early. You know me, I'm an early man there. And it turns into an episode of 24 of trying to get a new flight.
I
ran two terminals over that was almost a mile to get on a 9 a.m. American.
And did you miss it?
United. They wouldn't let me buy it because I was 55 minutes in and it wasn't an hour before.
So you were trying to buy it at the ticket counter?
So
or buy it online?
I tried to buy it online. I couldn't buy it online. Mm. So I ran there to try to buy it at the ticket counter. Like, you can't buy a ticket. Why don't you call reservations?
This is in 1997. Yeah.
I call reservations and the guy doesn't speak English. And I know it's a trope, but I go, my name.
A trope. You're just like picking words. But
true.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's a trope. So,
trope.
So I go to the guy. I go, he goes, well, how do you spell your name? I go, what's your name? I go, Andrew. He goes, A-N-D-R-U. What is this? What is?
Oh,
how many Andrew?
Listening to you with customer service, you can be so rude sometimes.
Me?
I feel like I go way nicer to customer service, and you will go more rude. Whereas I, with like my friends, will go more rude, and you'll go nicer. Like, I'm never mean to customer service.
I try.
You can get a real tone, and I'm not. This isn't me being like, we need to talk about it. But you...
You sound like the tone that I give them.
Oh, my God. And it will start off right away. Like, I sometimes think you're talking to the automated thing of, like, prescription. Refill. You know, like, you'll, like... Because sometimes I just do that kind of tone with the woman who's talking like this. But you will do that tone with, you know, a guy in Bangladesh.
Well, the guy in Bangladesh...
Daniel.
The problem with Daniel, and not Daniel personally, it's... Having to click 45 different buttons, be on hold for 15 minutes.
It's not Daniel's fault.
It's not Daniel's
Daniel
fault.
Daniel didn't choose the operating system.
And I don't want to put it out there that I'm this like monster.
I'm going to record you
sometime.
I'm going to record you when you're on the phone sometime with them, because it's a side of you I just don't know.
You'll see it one day.
I have. And it's just always alarming. And I always just think you're talking to the automated guy and being like a jerk in a funny way. But it's like, you just got on the phone with Verizon. Like, why are you having this tone? Like the other day when you called for the Wi-Fi password.
Dude, the guy didn't speak English.
But don't yell at him about it.
I'm not yelling at him. It's just frustrating when you want to get it's. It could be such an easy conversation, but now we're going through 15 steps that aren't necessary, and I feel a time crunch from.
It's always just like it's not there. I always have to remind myself because it's hard. It's not their fault.
I'm never rude to waiters. I'm very nice to waiters, but
no, you are.
If you're a waiter in Bangladesh, and I'm talking to you online, ordering, you know,
some naan.
You better not have a bad attitude.
Yeah. How was your goodbye?
It was good. It's sad, but I had to shit, which is really funny.
Wait, you came in here shitting, too. Because you walked in, and then I went to go talk to you, and you were long gone. And when I go, Andrew, and I don't know where you are, you're shitting.
I'm shitting. Your boy's shitting.
So you had to shit.
There's was something it about a romantic goodbye.
Where your stomach is just roiling with diarrhea.
We're both crying for different reasons.
Oh my god,
she's crying. She's so sad.
You have like shit water pouring out of your eyes. It's backing up. That's so funny, and that sucks. Were you holding it in all weekend,
dude? I had to go into this line. I told her. We're getting an escort. While I have to shit for like 20 minutes.
Did you have to shit before you left the house?
No, but just pretty much like right when I left.
I think you know what I think caused it was the nerve. You get nervous shit, and I think the nerves of being in the security, like going into the wrong thing.
Yeah, and then on top of that, now I bought an 8:45 p.m.
Have you ever pooped your pants before?
Yes.
How? I mean, like, you didn't even have to. When was the last time, like, have you told me about it, you think?
I've sharted since we've been friends, but nothing, like, embarrassing.
Never, like, because you weren't able to go. Like, was this, how close were you to shitting your pants when you were hugging your girlfriend goodbye for the last time?
Surprisingly, it kind of, you know, sometimes when it goes away and then it comes back.
Yes, that's the weirdest thing, because you just know it's in you. You know, there is like a shit log. You almost think they might see it when you go through security.
Where does it go?
I think your body just kind of realizes we can't do this right now. And so it just goes into like your nervous system kind of accepts it and goes, okay, well, we know that we're not going to be able to get rid of this. And shitting ourselves right now is not going to really do us any favors. So, yeah.
That's some mind control shit for your body, for sure.
Yeah.
The worst I shit, I've told you this story. It was in high school when I was a sophomore at a cool sleepover party with the cool kids.
Oh.
And I took one hit of weed. I didn't even drink. And I got like a 24-hour virus because my family had it too. They were shitting somewhere else. I don't know. They dropped me off. And we're all like hanging out. I'm like smoking like a token the weed, you know?
Yeah,
I'm the cool kid. And I went
420.
You know when you start to feel that sick, that's when you like that comes on like it. And I was laying in bed shivering in my friend's the cool kid's bed. And I went to shart in his bed and I
you went to fart. I mean, it's funny if you had planned to shart and you go, but it was just shit. I meant to shart.
So I was meaning to shart, but I shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went way bigger than what I just
so you shit in the bed. Did everyone know?
So.
Wait, how old were you?
So I was like a sophomore in high
school. Oh, boy. That is maybe the worst year of your life to shit the bed.
Oh, my God.
Maybe just actually freshman year would be the worst, but sophomore, it's pretty bad.
It's pretty close. So I end up sneaking off into the bathroom. Because I have shit all in my pants, and I'm trying to like be cool about it, and then I just hear through the door, I just hear a guy go, "Dude, you fucking smell that, dude?"
I mean, it's so
wild.
Do you
smell that, bro?
How much shit smells when it's outside your body? Why does it smell so bad so fast?
I don't know, but the guy was.
I hate
it. I heard them playing was a game of hot or cold, but with my shit.
Oh,
like they were
God.
Like getting closer, and I was like, "Oh my God, my old."
You're like hiding in the bathroom.
I was like
one of the kids in the kitchen on Jurassic Park, and they're just getting closer. And
yeah, they're like raptors.
Yeah, the raptors are like, it's in here, and you. Oh, and you're just cleaning it up, and I'm sure they ran out of toilet paper or something. It's just like a nightmare.
Oh, I was in the shower. I was naked in the shower.
No.
And so they go, "Oh, my God, dude, it smells like shit. And then they finally found it and they go,
well,
dude,
you're in the shower. Well, that's kind of obvious,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Weren't you just going to, like, you pretended you were going to pee? Wait, was this in the morning?
No.
At night?
At night.
So the shower's the dead giveaway.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, for okay. sure. And they go,
the shower.
They go, I think Colin shit your bed. And then I heard him like oh. putting all the
are
pieces
you, these
together.
These are really good friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're good enough that you like could trust them not to tell any. No, you can't. I mean, your
dude,
friends are a different.
They're a different breed.
They're not good.
So they come to the door and they go, Colin, did you shit my bed? And I was like, don't come in. I'm naked. That's what I remember saying. I was like, and then they made me just sleep. I slept on like the windowsill, like this, like not the sill, but like there was like.
Yeah, a little.
And it was freezing
nook.
For some reason in Florida. I was in a nook, no blanket, and I didn't have other clothes.
That's so mean.
I know. It's very mean. Well, you shit a man's bed.
Was Rusty there?
Oh, I'm sure.
I blame Rusty.
So then, but real quick, the next week, some kid shit his pants worse.
And then your story was buried.
That's how great his story was. And I'll say
so
it one day.
It's so great when someone else just
shits the best, better than you.
Yes. Where it just
Have
that's
that
like
ever
the
happened
news
to you
cycle.
Where you were like embarrassed? Well, I know the pee stuff, but.
Yeah. No, I can't really recall of a time where it was like, oh, something worse happened, so that covered it up. But, you know, there's been. No. And, you know, shitting my pants. It's just so amazing how now that is so much a part of my life, dealing with poop and like being okay with it because of my sex life right now.
Yeah,
and like with the occurrence of it, I will say yesterday I finally received my kit in the mail that is going to make my life so great. I don't know what took me so long.
I gotta see this kit. Can you get the kit the next?
It's just like a I'll get it. I'll get it when we do. I don't know, a final thought. I got this like
where
thing
do you
that
buy
you,
a kit like this?
Amazon, baby. Yeah, you got and I got another thing from Amazon
what
too.
Are you
I should show you guys what I got on Amazon because I got some good stuff. I'm building my like you know. Apparatus that I use for my sex life, but also I just don't want to come anymore because of this book. So now I'm like conflicted because I read the book about not coming.
Come,
no, Andrew.
Come,
I think you're actually suffering because I come because I get in a bad mood after it. It affects you maybe more than you're
don't
thinking.
Don't come then. I guess.
Let's go to the news.
Wait, what do you type in for this kit? I gotta know.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
You just type in anal douche.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Straightforward.
Amazon, like, has a lot of sex
toys.
They have everything.
Is it, like, next day delivery?
I mean, yeah. You can get it Prime.
Oh.
You can get it shipped right into your asshole. You just type in a little code and a little locker pops up. A
little robot man puts it in there?
Yeah.
With gloves on?
Yeah, it's actually in there right now, so I got to take it out for the next segment.
I thought
so
I heard something.
You. Yeah.
Okay.
What's the first story?
Oh, wait. I hope you're having all the swells.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit. I hope you're having all the swells, having a great time out there.
God,
okay.
We almost missed it.
That was bad.
It was close.
Okay. A stranger reached out to a woman on TikTok after overhearing a group of her friends devising a plan to intentionally exclude her from a birthday party. Now she organizes giant picnics for lonely internet users who want to make real life pals.
Oh.
So a random person heard a group of friends talking shit
about how they weren't going to invite a girl to a party. And so he reached out to her. How did he know her? I bet he looked at her phone and saw her handle or something.
It was, I'm trying to remember.
So he reached out to her via Instagram or something?
On TikTok. It was on TikTok.
Right?
Oh, so
on
you can message people on TikTok.
That was it.
Okay.
Yeah. And was like, hey, is this your name? Maybe they were like looking at her like
honestly,
profile.
I don't think I'd want to know. Sometimes people, it's like, I don't want to hear when my friends talk shit about me. But I'm like that this girl spun it. Into something good. How old is this girl?
She's probably in her 20s or 23 years old.
Does she look like someone you'd want at a party? Or are you kind of like on her friend's side here?
She has kind of that.
You'd make her sleep on the windowsill?
If she shit the bed, I'll tell you. Well, here's the thing. We all have that one friend that like you don't want to invite to the party. She might suck. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So don't be friends with her.
But she did spin it into a way where a bunch of people that suck can get together. I guess.
Oh, that's so sweet. How did she get all these lonely people together? Wait, that does not make sense. Okay, so I'm looking at a selfie of her with all of these, like, 100 lonely people behind her.
Yeah.
And they all look like party animals. I mean, those girls are all hot. No one's not inviting those girls anywhere. How did she solicit for lonely people? I guess she put out a TikTok herself.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, and it went viral. Mm-hmm. And then everyone was like, well, I'll come to Boston.
She
I'll
got
hang
a bunch
out with
of
you.
DMs of people relating to it and just trying to like cheer her on and stuff. And she's like, hey, yeah. You know what? Why don't we all just meet up? And it started in New York, and now she has like the lonely, it's on the thing. Hold on. I can't see it. But
that's
she has
so
a club
cool.
now where like all across the
yeah,
U.S.
Yeah, no more lonely friends
yeah,
club.
Yeah, and they get together and have picnics and meet each other. And she said the range, like the ages range from like 20s. She had a 70-year-old person there who was looking for a friend. It was very sweet.
Oh, my God.
It actually is really cute.
I really feel for those people. And I look back on my group of friends in high school, which was really, you know, I didn't really have an identity outside of my friends. It was like all I had. I didn't have boyfriends or anything. So like I was obsessed with my friends. Some
Same.
Might say
yeah.
In love with them. And we, each of our middle names, we took the initial and made like it was called Reek, Renee, Ingrid, Elizabeth, Kimball. And we all made like shorts that said Reek on the butt. And like, and there were other girls that wanted to be in our group that were in our group, like would hang out with us. But like that was so excluding to them, and they never, we made it so it, honestly, they could never even get in. We didn't even offer like, let's add your name. It was always like, it just sucks
well,
to think back that like I could have made people feel that way. And I know that I did, because some yeah. of these people sucked, and like we didn't want them around, but one of our friends was friends with them, so we like tolerated. And I never did anything to purposely make them feel, I would honestly go out of my way to sometimes hang out with these people to make them feel better. But it's, you know what, It sucks. And I just actually met a girl over the weekend who I instantly loved and was like, oh my God, please be one of my best friends. It was Spade's assistant. And I couldn't have loved her more instantly. She like got off this elevator. I was just like, oh my God. I was so nervous to meet her because I hear so much about her from David. And she was just amazing. And then we got to talking and she was saying that like she never really felt, she never had like really good girlfriends. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but she just never... She went through life without like finding a good group of girlfriends. And I have a couple girlfriends like that that just never found the type of support I found so early on. And if you're one of those people, it's not because you weren't cool and because cool people wouldn't want to be friends with you. It really is like luck, you know? Like I got lucky in fourth grade that I got to switch desks and sit next to Kirsten Florman because I didn't have any friends until her. And that was my first real friend. And I was thinking back on it because Kirsten heard me talk crying the other day about how I wanted to kill myself when I was in third grade and how sad that was and how if I didn't meet her, I don't know what would have happened, honestly. I couldn't talk to anyone the way I talked to Kirsten. And like we shared things that I still don't share with people. I couldn't tell my parents things. I couldn't tell my sister. So I just got lucky. I truly got lucky meeting that person. And
it takes one.
I always thought it was like, oh, it's me. I'm just so cool that I like naturally got all these friends. No, it was just luck that there were these three awesome women that I got to be close to. And so many people go to high school. If I went to a different high school, it wouldn't have been the same or different grade level. There were no other girls at grade levels that I would have been that close with. I knew them all and there was no one. So it's all luck.
If you could get just one great friend, and then it could kind of, dribble down. Like, the other kids wanted to be cool with me because I was best friends with the starting quarterback who happened to be the coolest kid in school, for some reason took me in.
Yeah.
And because of that, because I was a Jewish kid in an all-Christian school, and I was very small, and this big, like, meathead Italian guy
just
took
like
me into
you.
His family and liked me because I was funny. And then that kind of steamrolled
you know
into
what?
Other people.
If there's 100 people in a room and one of them is a big Italian man and likes you, that one person could be your Bradley Cooper. No, it's like, it's so true. And that's why I like this podcast so much, because I know that when people write and say they listen every day and feel like they're our friends, I know that there are so many people out there that just like work with a bunch of losers, or you went to high school and all your friends just like suck now, and maybe you didn't have good friends in high school. You just haven't had a chance to meet cool people. And if you feel like you could be friends with me, I bet you would, and I would be your friend. You just happen to not be lucky enough to like meet those, not lucky, but like it's just chance, you know? Mm-hmm. And you got to expose yourself obviously to new groups of people and force yourself to do things out of your comfort zone. But some people have social anxiety, and thank God for the internet and being able to develop friends that way. And this podcast, I hope people feel less alone because of this. Next story.
All right. During a video visitation with her jailed boyfriend, a woman exposed her breasts and masturbated. Cops later showed up at her home.
Yeah, what else would you do on a video call with your boyfriend who's in jail?
I know, exactly.
I mean,
and they arrested her, though, for exposure of a sexual organ, which in a public place. Ugh. I mean, who are these cops? Are they watching the video? You can't fucking... Well,
the funny thing is, though, if you get into the details of it, Andrew.
Yeah.
So she was...
Yeah, she was so during their visit,
in the visitor's building. So she wasn't at home or anything, but there is something.
Oh, so it was like a. Okay.
And
well,
she
and then
did all this stuff. You want to read it, Andrew? And?
Yeah. So the visitation occurred via internet feed. The woman was in the video visitation building.
Okay.
So she's
in like
confused.
The cell phone
when
lot.
When I read it,
the...
I thought she was at home too.
Okay.
So I didn't realize she was. Just I didn't.
She was like on campus,
but the point where they canceled the visit, like everything that happened before, is like it
yeah,
took
tell,
that long.
Wait, what?
So during their visit, they were speaking of sexual activities. The woman frequently flaunted and rubbed her breasts, showing and revealing her outfit that she was wearing, calling her outfit naughty. After the boyfriend asked if he could come for her, she began to rock back and forth in her chair, appearing to have an orgasm. Near the session.
Appearing to have it. I like how they go, she could
allegedly.
Have been faking it. We don't know. We cannot confirm or deny that she actually had one, but she appeared to have one.
But wasn't, I mean.
Maybe they were reenacting
the day,
that scene from When Harry Met Sally.
Back in the day, what was that thing? Conjugal visits or whatever?
Yeah, but that happens in like a trailer alone.
Yeah, but that was, they have to clean up. And everything. This is on their own.
I mean,
I would think this isn't as bad.
I wonder if she was like a like with there were other people within earshot. Like they were all in. There had to have been.
Oh, that's a good point.
Maybe
was she in a single room?
If she had orgasms like I did, no one would have caught her. It would have been like.
I thought you were loud.
No, I'm like I make like squealy noises and I cover my eyes and I'm just like. Like
are you,
people would think I'm having a like I go like and then sometimes I laugh.
That's all folks.
I go like like I make such weird noises.
You ever throw your face in the pillow?
Oh
because
yeah.
You gotta...
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun one. But I mean, do you think this girl should be arrested? I mean, she got arrested. I mean, what? What else are they going to be doing in there? Having a conversation about North Korea?
Finish.
It's like
so
I want to.
They canceled the visit not when she was rocking back and forth, like having the orgasm or whatever. It's when she pulled up her shirt and exposed her boobs. They're like, okay, this visit is over.
Yeah, I mean, this woman. Yes, she should be arrested.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like a lewd, indecent behavior. It's just like, you know, like I don't really. Think anyone should be arrested. I mean, she should just be told
just
to
slap
the hell
on the
out.
Wrist.
And then he's going to go visit her, and then it's going to just perpetuate the cycle. He's going to take out his dick. I wonder if a man could show his nipples and take off his shirt during 100%. A visit and that it would be okay. Or maybe it's like a 7-Eleven, no shirt, no shoes, no...
Problem.
No Slurpees.
What's your favorite Slurpee flavor?
I mean, I always go with Coke.
Mixed with cherry or no?
I don't know, but I'm guessing that's your go-to.
Yeah.
And you dip a Snickers in it. I almost got you some Snickers yesterday at Schnucks.
Snickers and Schnucks?
I was going to get you some Snickers at Schnucks, but then I was like, you know what? I'll just get him some Himalaya salt popcorn.
Oh,
that's all I knew.
Oh, that's to my heart.
That's to your heart.
I bought a bunch of Zevias right before I left.
I know you did. Remind me of it forever and ever. Let's get some more in here.
New research shows a moral bias. You're going to love this. Favoring beautiful people and things. I did say bias incorrectly. I know.
I think you said buyers, and I had a buyer's remorse on hiring you as my co-host. I had a moral buyer's remorse.
It sounds like Len bias is what I...
Wait, so there's a moral... There's a bias for people that are more attractive.
True.
Okay.
Researchers found that external characteristics play a key role in how we judge morality. They also found
that
an animal's beauty... Also with animals...
Oh, yeah.
Beauty predicts if people will think it deserves compassion.
Oh, people, of course.
Yeah, I know. It's so
That's
sad.
Why I sent Garrett a picture. Garrett and I were DMing this morning or like texting about the time switch for F-Boy Island. Garrett from F-Boy Island. And I was asking him about like if him and Casey are living together yet. And he was talking about how, you know, Casey needs to like, they need to like, they might do a GoFundMe to get Casey to move there, and they might like Garrett like might match whatever GoFundMe is raised for Casey to make the move. He might match it and donate it to animal, like an animal charity. And I was like, oh, that'd be funny if you did like a parody video with Casey where it's like in the arms of an F-boy, and it's like shows Casey like sad and mm-hmm. like shaking, and then and then you make a video. And I was like, because you guys are funny, like capitalize on you guys are both have good comedic timing. And he was, and I go, that's cool that you would, you know, do it for the animals. He's like, yeah, I'm like so obsessed with animals. I love them so much. And I go, are you vegan? And he goes, no, I like fish. And then I sent him an article that said fish have feelings. And he's like, I know, I'm cutting back. Fish and women have feelings, Garrett. Well, I sent him an article about that too. No, but
he doesn't eat women.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't know. Last night I binged F-Boy last night. I didn't finish the episodes, thank God, because I woke up this morning and realized that we get to push it till tomorrow. But, oh my God, F-Boy Island is so good. Can I just say, it's like, it's the best reality show. And I know that you know that if you're watching it, it's so good. I enjoyed myself so much.
What are you talking about? The chokehold?
Oh,
I posted that. I saw
that was so hot. Oh wait, Noah, and I have a question.
Yes, we do, Andrew.
Wait a second, Noah, do you want to ask it? Because okay, let me just say that we're referencing a picture of Garrett that I took on my story where he is making out with Sarah mm-hmm. and he grabs her neck.
Yeah,
and it just was like so hot. And Noah and I and Andrew were all in this chat together, and we were talking about F-Boy. And Noah sends the picture and is like, holy shit, this is hot. And I was like, it's the hottest thing I've ever seen in my life. We were going off about it. And then separately, I wrote to Noah, and I said, I guarantee you Andrew is going to try this on Brenna before he leaves.
Oh, I've done that move.
No, but I bet you anything you intentionally did it this time around.
Can I be honest?
Yes.
1,000% honest. The picture did not download on my phone. Oh, I never saw the photo there, but I'm a big choker. I'm a big choker.
Okay. Oh,
but
okay.
I got little hands, so I need to use both of them.
Yeah, that was really hot. And like, I don't know. Everyone's going, how could Sarah choose him? How could she? And I'm told I love Josh too. Like, but Josh again is 9 years older than Sarah, and Garrett, like, is
he's fun.
He grabbed her fucking neck.
Yes.
And listen, don't do that unless a girl's consenting. And Sarah was very into it. And like, at least from what I could tell, I don't speak for her, but it was so hot. And I don't know. I feel I did a call with the New York Times that I feel like. Garrett will never speak to me again after the things I said. But I was just saying that, like, I'm attracted to people like Garrett despite myself too. And yeah. I understand. I advised Sarah that I think she should choose Garrett and trust him, and that he was gonna pick her. I really thought he would. And see what happens.
Oh yeah.
But it's it's already out there. But it's like, you gotta guys, watch F-Boy Island. And if you want to catch up for our show tomorrow, I really recommend just like zipping through on the app, and you can do kind of, you can jump through to get to the end, because where we're really going to get spicy is 7, 8, 9, 10. I wouldn't skip it if you don't have to. But if you want to be able to like watch our show, listen to our show tomorrow with all the context.
I think people should leave their jobs early. Like, turn off their phones and just watch the whole thing, because it's so good. Do not skip.
I mean, everyone I've been talking to is saying I've watched it all in 24 hours. Like, I cannot stop. And I got so invested yesterday. I was laughing at my own jokes. I was laughing at jokes from Sarah's really funny. She's been making me laugh a lot. Like, Chris gets eliminated. Like, Chris, I would have Chris on the show, too, and ask him why he was always sweating. And because he was the mole, you know? And
I have random people writing me like, what's going on with Garrett? Like, what? And it's like people that I did not think would be watching
Yeah.
At Foy Island.
People are obsessed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's everyone's going, this is the best trash TV. It's like, no, it's not trash. It's really well done, and yeah. it's hilarious, and it's very self-aware, and it's, God, there were so many moments yesterday that I had a lot of fun. I did a cover of the FY Island theme song, because once you watch 10 episodes, you start to learn the theme song. That's, I like them boys. I like them boys. And that's it. That's all it is.
I love
but
that
it's
song.
So good. I like them boys. I like them boys. I love when you know the song. You first hear a theme song and you go, I don't really like this. And then by the fifth listen, you just go, I do like them boys. I like them boys too. And Casey coming back after being in Limbo, I did not know how that was going to look on the show because I was worried when it was happening. I was like, is this going to be so lame? It's so funny
really?
And good. It's really good.
Now, does it come off real or yeah. comes off like it's aware?
We didn't let Casey just like hitch random
okay.
rides.
Okay. All right.
But Casey wanted to escape and we facilitated it on the okay. show. I mean, that's everyone needs to watch this. Especially things in Limbo and Limbo is a scenario that was built to generate comedy. So I hope that you suspend your disbelief yes. when you watch Limbo.
There's no way I could sleep outside there.
They're sleeping outside without shelter.
They're working out with wood.
You know what? Before we get to Why Do I Care, let's take a short break.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Let's get to Why Do I Care?
Why do I care?
Bridgerton star Phoebe.
Phoebe and Pete broke up.
Yep. There you go.
Yep. I saw
do you
this.
Care?
Yeah.
5 months.
Okay. Well, we only saw them one time, I think. They were spotted at like the a U.S. Open.
Game, yes.
Yeah. Tennis game, tennis match.
Long distance relationship.
We're going to a bit. It was long distance. You know, someone was saying on Reddit last night that he love bombs women, which is a thing that gets, thrown
what kind
around.
Of women?
He love bombs women.
Oh, he love bombs.
Love bomb.
I'm sorry. I thought bomb, like a bombs woman.
Oh, he loves bombs women. Bombs women. Bias. Yeah, I mean, I care because, we all remember him and Ariana Grande and how hot and heavy that was. And I love it. You know, I want that kind of passion. I love it. And I'm reading about it right now in this book I'm reading called The Human Magnet Syndrome, which is like narcissists and codependents get together. And there's a thing called limerence, which is the thing I love more than anything. I've been very outspoken about how I want that kind of love that's like so... like
intense,
obsessed with each other, you know, blood in vials around each other's necks, fucking on the way to the Oscars in the car. I'm talking about Billy Bob Thornton and Angelina, and also Angelina and her brother at one point did that on the way to the red carpet.
So
but like, it's called limerence, and I think it was coined in the 1970s by a scientist that was studying human behavior when people fall in love, and there is, you know, there's a oxytocin gets shot off like crazy when two people meet, especially two people at opposite ends of like narcissism and codependent. If you get a narcissist that's a 5 on a scale of 1 to 5 and you get a codependent that's a -5 on a scale of -5 to 0 in terms of like doesn't like themselves, you get the perfect match for a limerence that will last. And it lasts up to 2 years, but generally much shorter than that. And it will not sustain. And so when you see these people, limerence is like, I don't even care that the it doesn't last and that it can't last and that it will be devastating once it goes away. And I love that obsessive, like, only want to fuck each other all the time and lick each other.
With a love bomb, like...
Love bombing is just like, I don't think Pete Davidson love bombs. People like to toss that around. But that's when a guy knowingly has intent to... seduce a woman and make her fall in love with him so that he can control her and use her, and then has no intention of actually like sticking it through. Men a lot of times it gets said to guys that are just like suffering through limerence and like having that oxytocin, telling this girl all these things that they actually feel in the moment, but then they can't actually live up to because their body chemistry changes. They have orgasms that make them want to run and fuck something new, and they can't help it. So love bombing is a thing that it's very rare that someone is sociopathic enough to go, I'm going to lie to this woman and tell her all the things she wants to hear so that I can get whatever.
I mean, it literally could just be they're long distance. It's hard to travel right now. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Let's revisit it maybe another time. Like, we put these like huge things on these celebrities.
Well, we love to use these like things that are in the DSM that people... that there are not as many sociopaths as girls would like to have you believe based on their ex-boyfriends. There just aren't. It's not it's statistically not that frequent for someone. They could have sociopathic tendencies or like some of the same traits as a sociopath, but being a true sociopath, let's hope there aren't as many as women accuse their boyfriends of being.
And I guess like the result couldn't seem like a sociopath. Like, the end result can be the same result that a sociopath would get to if he was planning it. That can go unplanned of a guy that just like isn't interested in you anymore. But he doesn't. Yeah, it's interesting.
I've had so many times where that spark just falls away and I don't know what to do. And I feel so bad that I don't like this person anymore. And so I do have a lot of empathy for the guys in my past that have suddenly just... the switch turned off.
It's not premeditated. It's just like, you wake up one day.
And I go, you knew. You shouldn't have said things.
Yeah.
And to be honest, you shouldn't promise things that you really aren't, it's too early to say that stuff. I hope those guys learn from that and don't maybe say that, knowing that it could go away. So now, when I feel strongly about someone, I really do proceed with so much more caution because I know that can go away really soon.
Because are you
warning.
Telling them what they want?
Because, no, I'm just telling them what I feel.
No, not you. I'm just saying, like, why are you doing it? Ask yourself, because you feel why it. Are you, but are you love bombing to get them to love you back? Or do you actually really love them? Like, sometimes, why are you doing it?
The problem with narcissists, and let me just say this, if you're dealing with a narcissist, narcissists cannot ever look at themselves and know that they need to change because they think they're perfect. That's the catch with narcissists. It's an untreatable illness, especially people with, you know, there's narcissistic people, but being an actual narcissist, like diagnosed narcissist, it's almost, same with sociopaths. They don't want to change because they think they're perfect. Mm. Donald Trump will never want to do the work.
Can you be a narcissist and not think you're perfect?
Well, it comes from deep down insecurity and feeling like not that you're not good enough. But narcissists will never admit that or be able to look inside. Oh. But that is where it comes from. Let's get to Reddit dump.
Man.
Yeah, I learned a lot in this book, the Human Magnet Syndrome. Check it out. All right, let's get to the Reddit dump. You guys know that I go on Reddit every single version of my life. I look forward to it. I save it till the end of the day. Okay, this was from Too Afraid to Ask. It's the subreddit Too Afraid to Ask. This person asks, what are the differences between sex and porn and in real life? My friends often talk about how the two things are very different. As someone who has only seen such things on screen, I wonder what the differences are. And I just wanted to read some of the top comments because I thought they were funny. Someone said, I can't confirm this is true for all women, but a lot of women aren't going to suck your dick for 45 minutes. I thought that was a great one. And you know what? It made me so sad to read that a girl wrote in response to this, my ex would make me do that longer, actually. We'd make it through almost an entire 2-hour movie. My neck would hurt for days after that. I started hating oral. It wasn't fun anymore. Girls, if you're out there doing anything you don't want to do for even a minute, a millisecond, just try to, you know, if you're doing it because you're like, oh, I want to please this person. It's not my favorite, but I love him so much. Like, I want him to feel good and it makes me feel good that he feels good. That's different. If you're really not enjoying it and you're like resenting it, please try to get the self-esteem to stop it. It's so hard to do, though. I've been in those shoes.
Watch shorter movies.
I've been on those knees.
You know.
Yeah, watch.
Don't,
yeah.
Don't do like Shawshank or like, yeah, Schindler's List. Those are all, well, those are very sad.
Yeah,
to
just
be sucking someone's dick to anyways. But
I like to suck dick to TikToks. I go, let's watch this TikTok together.
Bring back Vine.
In porn, the women tend to be okay with pretty much anything the guy wants to do. Stick it in raw, go for it. Stick it in the back door, sure. Shove a fist up there, no problem. People have already said it, but communication is important. Different women like different things, and you have to figure out and refigure out each partner as the individual they are. Okay, that goes without saying, I think.
Going back to that one.
Yeah, please.
When do you talk about that, though? Do you talk about it while in the moment, or do you talk about it before that, like over lunch or something?
You know, I liked Garrett's approach on F-Boy Island of asking Sarah what she's into and what she prefers, what her favorite foreplay is. I think those are important conversations to have before that stuff starts, because you shouldn't be doing it if that's too uncomfortable to talk about before we're doing it. Well, you should be able to, you shouldn't be sleeping with someone you can't talk honestly about sex with.
Yeah.
How about that's the litmus for like, let's now get together and take our clothes off. But, you know, let's be honest, those things often happen. Clothes start coming off and making out happens and all that stuff sooner than you think. The problem is, and I want every woman out there to know that, like, and every man to know that just because a woman's making out with you in a room alone does not mean that she's wants to do anything else. And women, that's okay if you don't want to do anything else. If you just want to make out, that like they take out their dick. I've had so many guys take out their dick while we're making out. And I'm just like, and a lot of times I've just sucked it because I'm like, you know, this was in my act, but I just didn't want to make him feel bad, you know, and or embarrassed. And now I just go, not yet. You don't deserve that yet. Let's hang out a little bit more. I don't feel comfortable doing that. And that's okay. It's hard, though. It's hard to do. The last one I'll read is women don't really want their cervix smashed. Mm. And then that line reminded me that
you should fuck me then.
That's the problem sometimes is like I like getting pounded sometimes. But sometimes it starts to hurt, and I go, what's going on? And this isn't someone with, like, a giant, giant dick. I mean, it's like an average penis in my past. And it just is like, what is it hitting, and it hurts? And sometimes I'm like, No. And I guess it's my cervix. I didn't know that. You learn something new every
day. Well, I feel like there's a difference when you're like doing like doggy style and like you see it in a porn where it's just like, yeah, you're going to take this bitch. And it's like, you know, there's like actual tears or like,
yeah.
And it's like, no, that's not romantic to just hammer.
They might have to just shit like you did.
Yeah, that's true.
With the tears. Or they just might be questioning their career choice, the one that I want to actually have. This is also in Too Afraid to Ask. This said, I thought of you for this one. People who have sucked their own dick, which, by the way, there's a lot of people, apparently. If I suck my own dick, will I feel the dick in my mouth more, or will I feel my dick getting sucked more?
Oh.
And let me just tell you, everyone in this comment who said that they've sucked their own dick says it's definitely you feel like you're sucking a dick more than you're getting your dick sucked, because it's such a, you've had your dick sucked before probably and touched in that way with like something wet, but you've never had a dick in your mouth, and that is a different feeling. And then someone said something about 69ing. When you 69, like you can't really enjoy it as much because you're focused on what you're doing.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you're 69ing yourself.
But I think if you sucked your dick every day, once every 3 days,
or practice on those little...
It would start changing.
Practice on a dildo.
Well, my point being is, like, you jerk off, you don't feel your own dick. You eventually just feel the feeling that your hand gives your dick. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So like, eventually, if you keep putting your dick in your mouth,
like you're not,
you're
like
going to just start feeling
like
a blowjob. Yeah.
When you, okay, that makes sense. and then this one was really fun. It's from Ask Reddit. And I thought, and this actually takes us back to your like story a little bit. What's the weirdest thing you've seen happen at a friend's house that they thought was normal? And this is like, this was a wild thread to read. There was a story of, and this kind of happened to me. There was one person that said that they ate dinner with a family and everyone was quiet the entire dinner and didn't talk.
Whoa.
And that happened to me once. I remember my family, my mom always made like five different, like she would always get all the food groups for every dinner, which I just assumed everyone got.
No.
And I went to go to a girl's house that was like, had a lovely family, and all they had was spaghetti. That they didn't have a salad with it or bread. It was just spaghetti. And I remember just being like, Mom, like they only ate spaghetti. It was just so weird. Someone said, not really weird, I guess, but the first time in my husband's parents' house, I got to see what a hoarder house looked like. It wasn't even a well-known term back then, so it really just shocked me seeing the giant mounds of stuff everywhere. I think that's a very common one that people will see, hoarder stuff. Yeah, another hoarder. Have you ever seen anything, Andrew?
I mean, like the dinner thing, I would go to a friend's house and they would like all sit down and they'd each have their three plates and their four, like everything was set up, and that was nothing like my house.
Oh,
my
so
house,
you would see.
My mom would, you know, microwave cream on the corn, and I'd eat alone.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't a big eating together as a family.
Right.
You know, but so, yeah. So, but I'm trying to think, like, what was, you know, some houses, like the cool parents that would party with the kids and let their kids drink,
mm-hmm.
like it was normal.
Yeah.
And then I've told you this before. I tried to bring beer home to my dad as a senior.
Oh, my God. And you were trying to be the cool kid.
Yeah. And he's like, no, you're not going to fucking bring Bud Light here. That's not going to happen. Like, you're not bringing beer. But there were a lot of the cool dad, the cool mom.
Wait, can you just give me an impression of you in front of your friends?
Yeah.
Like, my dad's will let us. Like, let me just, like, ask my dad.
Dude, my dad will be cool about it. Dude. Just, you know, I drank on a cruise, so... He lets me drink on a cruise, so I'm sure it won't be a big deal. We'll just drink up in my room.
Yeah.
So let me talk to my dad real quick.
All right.
Yo, Dad.
Yeah.
I just
got a call that you died, so I'm busy eating lunch.
Yeah.
Call back.
That's a long call. So, Dad.
Yeah, son?
Yeah, so.
Call me doctor.
Me, Jordan, and Danny, we just... I mean, I know it's not going to be a big deal or anything, but we're thinking about grabbing some beers, you know, like a case or something, just drinking upstairs. Just like,
no, you're not.
Like, no, but we're just going to stay up here.
No, son, I'm leaving your mother. Fuck you. Bye.
No, you already left, Mom, Dad.
Oh, at this point.
Yeah. Like, for a few years now, you're remarried.
I just like you being so cool. It's so funny.
Dude, it was the worst. It was so embarrassing.
Final thought. I once was in a car with a girl in second grade, and we were with her family. I remember we went to Aldi. Her family is kind of like poor, and that's fine. And I remember our car got hit by a BB gun. Like a gun.
What?
Like something hit the car. They didn't have to wear seatbelts, which I was shocked by. And also, the parents got into a huge argument on the way back from Aldi. And the dad hit the mom.
What?
I just now remember. Hit her. And
in the face?
I think in the face. And obviously that had never happened in my house. My dad would always just like kick my mom. Yeah, and so it was just
with
like
cleats on.
Yeah. I had never seen someone like strike. But yeah, I remember that and was just like, oh shit, this happens. And I also remember that I had a really good friend who's I remember just being so sad for her because her dad never said I love you. Like her dad was very like cold and like just not like, and she would tell me, I would be like, your dad like doesn't ever hug you or like say I love you. And she's like, nah, he just doesn't really do that. He just, and my dad is like the opposite of that. I mean, he says va 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 voom when I walk into a room. Yeah. Like my dad's very,
he gives you hickeys.
He kissed me on the lips until I was 26. But,
and then you got a little too heavy for him.
Oh God. Yeah. He just didn't like, when I was 26, I put on 5 pounds and my dad refused to kiss me.
He was over it. Yeah.
But I just remember being so sad for my friend that her dad didn't say I love you ever and like hug her and kiss her and like love on her. And then I got older and I realized that my mom never did that. So, yeah, like yeah. I was like so sad. Like, how could your dad not love you? And it's like, and it's just, it's not because my mom didn't love me. My mom just wasn't good at saying I love
her
you.
Her love language is ignoring you.
Yeah, her love language is putting away dishes angrily. And what is your love language? Have we talked about this?
Mine?
Yeah.
Either acts of service. I like presents that are thoughtful. Acts of service.
You like presents? You like gifts?
Yeah. And I like a little bit of physical touch, but not crazy.
Not crazy. What about you, Noah?
My number one is physical touch.
Okay.
And then, quality time.
But not behind the knee.
Not behind the knee.
Don't touch it. No.
Not
no,
that
on the
ligament.
Tendon
yeah,
behind
the
knee.
Tendon.
And then
what's
you said what, acts
oh.
of service?
No. Quality time is the second.
Okay. And then, wait, let me just ask you, is Avi, does his match yours or does he have to kind of, did you guys have to communicate them and be like?
He thought his was physical touch, but it's actually, wait, what is it called? It's quality time, and then I forgot.
Well, whatever it is, I hope it's not remembering things that are important to me. That's so funny. No, but it's best in a relationship if your love language
is
match
up. Quality
so
time is rare. One.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you guys do a lot of stuff together, and it's always very sweet. Mine is compliments and physical touch.
Compliments.
Yeah, what is it? Words of affirmation,
yes.
I guess is the way they
yeah.
put it.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice. That is nice.
Because the other day, this guy that I'm kind of seeing was just saying, like, God, that picture of you was stunning. Like, oh my, like sending me pictures that he took and was like, Jesus Christ, you're so, like, just always commenting on how beautiful I am. And I'm always just, and I always give it back, but it's like, I don't want to just give it back because he's like, it sometimes feels like I'm just saying it, but I do feel that way. So sometimes I'm just like, thank you. And he kind of had a moment where he was like, does this get like, should I not be doing this? Because he heard me say that I don't like my girlfriends to comment on my looks and I don't like to be, just don't comment on my looks because when you don't comment on my looks, then I think I'm ugly. And he goes, should I not be doing this? Like, I don't want to like trigger you. It was very sweet to ask that. And I was like, no. From you, that's all I fucking want. I want to hear how desirable I am. I just want to, like, I want to feel, like, so perfect in your eyes. And I go, anytime you ever feel compelled to tell me I'm beautiful, please let me know. And so, yeah, it's definitely that. And but touch, though, that's a harder thing to get from guys, especially ones that don't like it themselves. Again, it comes back to the sucking your own dick. If you don't like physical touch for yourself, is touching someone going to not feel as good? I feel like it would feel less. It's not like I'm asking you to touch me with your, like your stomach.
Brenna's is physical touch.
Yeah,
and she likes to give me facials, which you know.
With, and so you like to give her facials too.
No, blah, blah, blah. But no, but she likes to give me like five-step facials, which I love it. And I think she really loves just touching my face and helping and like, I don't know, just
that's
like providing
service and almost the quality time and a gift all in
it's
one.
Dude, if you're a girl and you give your guy like a 4 or 5-step facial, he might act like all tough, like, yeah, I don't need it, whatever. They love it.
I fucking love it. Giving massages. I love it more than getting massages. I love it. And the guy that I'm seeing kind of now does not like to be massaged, but man, I just want to like rub up. I love like, you know, like pushing on a muscle and like making, I just love it.
But do you love it for you or for the feeling that the person's getting?
I want to give the person a feeling that I feel like massages feel good. And I like to touch them and like make them feel good and like just feel like I can feel the tension and their like emotions
in
their back.
Most women, when they massage me, they'll do 3 minutes and literally they'll start, like, in the past, so I feel bad.
I know. That's why I don't like getting them either. I always feel bad. But that's why when I was dating this one guy and I go, you don't have to do this. He goes, I want to. I don't. Yeah. I wouldn't be I'll stop when I don't want to. You don't have to stop me. And I was like, freedom!
Freedom!
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Tomorrow is our F-Boy special podcast. So make sure you binge that tonight. Catch up. And even if you haven't watched F-Boy, you're going to like tomorrow. You know we'll have fun. You'll get to meet some characters that if you haven't seen the show, it'll make you more excited to even watch it. So I can't wait for that. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't be cut. And
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.